Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 19 people died when a passenger plane crashed into Lake Victoria in Tanzania, Africa, on Sunday while trying to land at a nearby airport. The wreckage was almost completely submerged as rescue boats rushed to the crash site during storms and heavy rain. North Korea continues to push its aggressive rhetoric. North Korea, a country of 25 million people, had its leadership on Monday say its recent missile launches were simulated strikes on South Korea and the United States, as the two countries held a dangerous war drill, while the South said it had recovered parts of a North Korean missile it lost near the coast. The 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, more commonly referred to as COP27, is being held in Egypt. The Climate Change Conference is all about securing big money for their cause, or else. Nisha Krishnan on CNN is with the World Resource Institute at the massive convention that runs through November 18th.
Right now, we are at an inflection point, whether that is to reduce emissions, whether that is to deal with the impacts as they are, or proactively deal with them or address them. And without that finance, I think we're all at a stalemate, really, and we will see increasing sort of devastation.
President Trump ally Tom Barrack has been acquitted of all charges in his trial, stemming from allegations of foreign lobbying. During the trial, the 75-year-old testified in his own defense. He denied an agreement to working with the United Arab Emirates. He also noted that his contract with Emirati officials was related to his private equity firm. Tomorrow it all becomes official. The midterm elections will allow you to decide if we should continue down President Biden's path or to change course, taking America into a new direction. Make sure you fulfill your civic duty. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A supporter of New York gubernatorial candidate GOP Representative Lee Zeldin was allegedly attacked and assaulted at a rally for Democrat candidate Governor Kathy Hochul on Saturday. Hochul was holding the rally with other Democrat officials when counter-protesters showed up with signs and started chanting against Hochul. That's when the alleged violence by Democrat supporters broke out. The National Hurricane Center is reporting a tropical storm could be headed to southeast Florida just in time for Election Day. Hurricane season officially ends on November 30th. The center says a system of showers and thunderstorms north of Puerto Rico right now is expected to move to the Sunshine State this week. The RNC chairwoman has some bold predictions for the midterm elections tomorrow in America. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast has more.
Ronna McDaniel, the chairperson of the Republican National Committee, was on CNN and says she thinks they will take back the House and the Senate.
We need a president that's going to work across the aisle. None of this happens unless both parties are working together. So if we win back the House and the Senate, it's the American people saying to Joe Biden, we want you to work on behalf of us, and we want you to work across the aisle and solve the problems that we are dealing with.
McDaniel was asked if Mr. Trump announced his candidacy, will they continue to pay some of his legal bills?
We cannot pay legal bills for any candidate that's announced.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you know, it starts with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, right? I mean, we've got to agree on that point if we're going to get this country back on track. And you still have 60%, now even as high as 70% in some polls that say that America is on the wrong track. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Monday, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Dick Morris is with us right now, the New York Times bestselling author, political consultant, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming midterm election and, of course, his book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Dick, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Well, good. Thank you. My book is coming true, chapter by chapter.
Yes.
The one that's going to come true tomorrow is that the Republicans are going to take both houses of Congress. I think they're going to take the Senate with a minimum of 52 seats, more likely 54, and possibly 55 or 56. And they'll take the House back by a big margin. Bear in mind that most House districts are gerrymandered by bipartisan agreement to elect Democrats in Democratic districts and vice versa. So the days of 50 and 60 seat gains are probably behind us, but Republicans, I think, have a very good chance of going all the way up to what would be an amazing number of something like 40.
Yeah, that would be incredible. And as you say, probably not going to realize something that we realized in 2010 when the Republicans took 63 seats because of it's baked in the kitchen, you know, already baked in the cake that is somewhat going to be limited. So I can understand that. But what will these numbers tell, what will they tell us? And, you know, this kind of,
well, I think it's,
you know, wave. Go ahead.
It'll tell the Democrats to run for cover. Mm-hmm. I think there'll be an explosive reaction from Democrats demanding that Biden not run again, saying you've led us into a total fiasco, and we cannot go with you in 2024. And we're not going to throw you out as president now, but we do demand that you say you're not running again. And I think he'll be forced to do that, maybe within a matter of days, maybe within a matter of weeks, but certainly within a matter of months. And that will open the floodgates for Democrats to run in 24. And the interesting thing is the fulcrum of their campaign will be who's to blame for 22. The left will say, we didn't go far enough, and the right will say, you went too far. And that's the fight that will be going on, and we'll have fun watching it. And meanwhile, the Republicans, I think, will increasingly coalesce around Trump, who I expect will announce shortly after Election Day And yes. You'll have the delight of the other party being splitting itself apart and the Republicans being increasingly united.
Interesting. Dick, do you think that the echoes of your old friend Bill Clinton will resound, that the era of big government is over? Will we hear that?
Yeah, I don't know if they'll use my line, but yeah, I think that Hillary is going to run once Biden withdraws. And I predict in my book, The Return, that she'll run largely on the platform that Clinton ran on in 1992. Which is you lost with Dukakis, you lost with Mondale. You can't go to the left again and because you lose this time. And Hillary will play the part of Bill Clinton, uniting the country, uniting the Democrats, and moving them more to the center.
Has her likability altered at all since 2016? Because that was a big detriment, that overall people just didn't like Hillary Clinton. What has happened between now and then that gives her any kind of hope and maybe a change of mind of people regarding her likability?
Well, she has not had a personality transplant. And I doubt strongly that there'll be any change in that. What will change is the rest of the field, the background scenery, because the danger of a sharp leftward lurch by the party with a Bernie Sanders, a Gavin Newsom, or maybe even an AOC will be very significant and will drive many centrist Democrats to hold their noses and support Hillary.
Mm-hmm. How long, Dick? I mean, I had predicted in 2016, actually 2020, if it had not been for COVID, that the Democrats then were, the stars were pretty aligned for the Democrats to get quite a shellacking. And that was going to cause them to, you know, pause, reconnoiter, and think about the infrastructure of their party. This has been delayed a little bit. So four additional years, or at least two more additional years. And now what you're saying is basically what I had predicted was going to happen in 2020, now happening in 2022, that they're going to have to come together and say, well, who is the Democratic Party and how do we position ourselves to where we could win again?
Well, that would make a lot of sense. But the problem is that history goes in the other direction. Mm-hmm. When a left-wing party loses an election, you think that what you said would happen happens, mm-hmm. and it moves to the center. But in fact, it just goes further to the left. After Carter lost to Reagan, the next two candidates were Mondale and Dukakis. And after Callahan lost to Thatcher in Britain, the next candidates were Kinnock and Foote, way over leftists. Mm-hmm. So the Brits got their sanity and the Democrats got theirs by nominating Blair and Clinton. And the reason for that is the moderates leave the left-wing party. And they leave the crazies in charge of the asylum, and there's nobody else there to move them to the center. And I think that's far more likely to happen than any outbreak of reasonableness by the Democrats.
Well, we saw a number of Democrats leaving, to your point, leaving the Democratic Party. There's over a million, I believe, two, 3 months ago, and aligning with the Republican Party. So there it is. Your point is substantiated just by that fact.
They don't vote in primaries. And then they don't vote in primaries. Mm-hmm. And it's only the nuts who do.
Yeah. Dick, you
take over the asylum.
Mm-hmm. You've been a polling genius, I mean, if I might say. I mean, I've respected your work for decades. And the thing is that people are very confused because of the way the polling works these days. I mean, you know, Democrats argue voter suppression. I think there's an argument against some of these polling agencies, the way they conduct their polls. Are they not suppressing the vote by not giving us the whole truth, or at least, you know, propagandizing the art of polling?
Yeah, I don't think they're suppressing the vote. I think the vote will be very large this year, maybe the largest in the term ever. I think what they are doing is biasing their polls, so they're more liberal than conservative, and they dry up fundraising on the right but encourage it on the left. But Dave, I have to get going, so I appreciate the time, though.
Well, Dick, we thank you for, you know, coming on. Again, the book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Interesting, he had some comments over the weekend that some perceived were, on one hand, anti-Governor DeSantis, but then there was an endorsement to follow. Did we get a mixed message here? Go ahead.
You know, the media is trying to foment a fight between Trump and DeSantis. And Trump made a wise crack, is about what it boils down to. And I would not read much into it. DeSantis knows that his time is 28 and that the poll numbers now would suggest a Trump wipeout if he challenged him this year. So
exactly.
I don't think there'll be a fight from DeSantis.
Well, Dick Morris, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you for being with us. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Hey, welcome Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dick Morris, you know, I appreciate him stopping by and giving us a quick rundown here. One day before this critical midterm election, it's up to us, America. If we're going to get this country back on track, if we're going to return it to its founding principles, a democratic, a true democratic republic, it starts with those three important words, we the people. We, the people, we must understand. We must understand what a democratic republic is all about. And, you know, as Benjamin Franklin said, must understand also how hard and how tenacious we must be in order to keep it. Now, the Democrats would like to take this away. Democrats and the ruling elites, okay, and that's bipartisan, you can say, because there are those of the elites that believe that the people's interests should be subordinated to their own personal interests. And it doesn't take a genius, it doesn't take a lot of insight. You can just see by the policies, you can see by their attitudes and what they demonstrate to us all the time. In talking with Dick, and he reinforces this in his book, regarding Donald Trump, one of the questions he gets all the time is, you know, boy, you know, is there any way to soften up Donald Trump? It's kind of like, you know, we were talking about Hillary Clinton. You know, did she get some sort of personality, transformation or, you know, adjustment? You know, what do you think? You think Hillary Clinton all of a sudden is going to be, you know, likable and credible after all these years? Hillary Clinton is who she is. Donald Trump is who he is. Donald Trump is the one that positioned America first, that he intimidated by his New York state of mind, if you want to call it that, and his attitude, his no-nonsense bravado. He went and shook things up. And how many years have we been saying we needed to have a true chief executive officer in the Oval Office? We've not had one. Okay, you get somebody who is signed, you know, the front of checks as well as the back of checks, not just the back of checks. And that is significant. That gives one a peculiar, and I say peculiar in as much as that it is distinct. And it's a special perspective that if you've only been signing the back of your check all your life and you haven't led people, it's a different ballgame altogether. Not to mention the fact that you're leading this bureaucracy that is so mired in personal conveniences and greed and a beltway paradigm, that was referred to as the deep state. And the deep state is real. I mean, don't listen to Jerry Nadler. Jerry Nadler, I mean, for him, I don't know who he's trying to fool here in telling us that there's no such thing as a deep state. We know there's a deep state, okay? And maybe we don't know all the machinations of it, but we know there is something happening in the shadows. And even more so, this is one of the things when you talk to people about who's running the government. You know, a growing number of people will say it is not Joe Biden that's running the government. So, you know, we understand that there's interest. I mean, we understand it by the application, by the demonstration of the policies and what's going on with our country. Why would we? Why would we abandon energy independence? Just doesn't make sense on the surface, unless there's something else going on. But yet, you know, the president would want us to believe a big lie. That, oh, that's irrelevant, that it had no effects on inflation, that inflation is some sort of boogeyman that came to us by way of Russia, along with the Russian conspiracy theory with Donald Trump. You blame. This is what poor leadership does, is it blames other people. It doesn't take responsibility. This is a demonstration. So in some cases, I mean, we are getting a tutelage on poor leadership. And what this looks like and how we can train up our kids in such a way to say, you see, this is bad, this is good. This is what this current administration is representing to everybody. And to the point that here we are, we're one day away from this midterm election. And, you know, the big question that DeRoy Murdoch asked last week, are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? Well, of course, you know, 100%, unless you're lying to yourself, it's 100% of the people would say, no, I'm worse off. Well, what do you think is going to happen in order for you to be better off? Is there any indication that the current regime is adjusting and has changed their mind, adjusted policies in such a way that you can go, oh, okay, they kind of they've figured it out. I think we're going to be okay. There's no light here at the end of the tunnel with Joe Biden. There's no sense of encouragement. I mean, listen to them on the campaign trail. I mean, even Barack Obama, I mean, he's pulling, you know, hand puppets out. He's trying to come up with something. Hillary Clinton trying to come up with something, you know, and now they're even sending Bill Clinton out, you know, to try. I mean, come on. This is how desperate they are. You know, a charm can only get you so far, as my old mentor used to say. You know, your charm ultimately is only as good as your bottom line. Barack Obama, lots of charm, no bottom line. Well, actually, he does have a bottom line. It's bottom. I mean, what did he do for the country for 8 years? Okay, you know, I mean, we talk about this often and say, well, here he is, you know, supposedly going to be the big uniter. And I really believe the hopes of the majority of American for Barack Obama was that he was going to lead America finally out of this racial divide. The racial divide that's really, I mean, it's low in number compared. I mean, when you think about racism, and we've heard other black Americans, whether it's DeRoy, Charles Goodman, Whitson, so many address this issue that they believe it's almost insulting to talk about racism in America because of the distance that we've come and how we're united. And if you think not, have you been to a school lately? You go to a school and you see how many interracial, mixed race children are there in the classrooms. Okay. Interracial marriages happen quite routinely in this country. And that's an indication in and of itself that we're getting beyond this issue. And we've been beyond it for a long time. But the Democrats, they hold on to this, and they're the ones that tell us these things. Like we were talking with Dick Morris. They're the ones that want us to believe the unreal. They want us to believe racism because there's so many people, whether it's Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton and other leaders, Warnock and the like, Stacey Abrams, they've made a ton of money with all this race baiting. Think about it. Follow the money. See how much money they raise. Without the race card, they don't make as much money. Black Lives Matter, they don't have mansions to buy because they don't have the money, right? This has become an industry. It's an industry built on, you know, built on a house of cards that's going to be coming down sooner or later. Finally, you know, one day people wake up and go, hey, you know what? I just realized my neighbor's black. He's a good friend. What is this about racism? You know, what is this all about? You know, we see it in sports all the time. You know, people play together, mixed races play together. I don't care what color you are. Can you hit the ball? Can you catch the ball? Can you throw the guy out? Can you be effective? This is what makes America great. It's about merit. Can you get the job done? And this is what's happening in this country that has become this, you know, homogenization, I should say, of all these different races. Something that, you know, our founding fathers had in mind, that the Bible talks about, every color, creed, and tongue coming together. This is what we are beginning to realize, and we'll be able to further realize this as long as we keep God in the center. Because God is that arbiter of truth. When we know that we know that we know when people are lying to us, we've been listening to the lies. Like I said, you know, many times I wrote a commentary on it. Who told you to hate Donald Trump? Who told you to hate Donald Trump? It was the media. The media did all this stuff. And as Dick Morris addresses in the book, you know, people say, well, you know, Trump is so mean. And well, you know, I get it that he can be abrasive. But it's because of that personality that you need somebody, a little bit of a bull in a china shop, so to speak, to go in there and shake things up. Because the system is very fat and happy and satisfied with mediocrity. And Donald Trump is the kind of person that cannot stand for mediocrity. Do you understand? Can you grasp that? Do you want to live a mediocre life? I don't think so. You know, I think this is what we appreciate about this country is the freedom and liberty to go out and truly be the best you can be. This is what America affords to all of us, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're coming on 29 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're going to be talking to the professor of political science at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. Stay with us. We've got Dr. Paul Kengor coming up next.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tomorrow it all becomes official. The midterm elections will allow you to decide if we should continue down President Biden's path or to change course, taking America into a new direction. Make sure to fulfill your civic duty. North Korea continues to push its aggressive rhetoric. North Korea, a country of 25 million people, had its leadership say on Monday that its recent missile launches were simulated strikes against South Korea and the United States. The 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, more commonly referred to as COP27, is being held in Egypt. The Climate Change Conference is all about securing big money for their cause, or else. Nisha Krishnan on CNN is with World Resource Institute.
And without that finance, I think we're all at a stalemate, really, and we will see increasing sort of devastation.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We got Dr. Paul Kengor as advertised. He's with us right now, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, Bill. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, just in time for the midterm election, it looks like we're going to have a storm coming here in southeast Florida. So it's going to be the East Coast turn, I guess, to deal with some weather. We'll have to see how that and just to add a little bit more drama and interest to it, looks like we're going to have a red moon too, huh?
Yeah, it looks like it. In fact, if I could take you from Florida up here, southeast Florida up to western Pennsylvania, We had Donald Trump in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, here on over the weekend on Saturday. In fact, that's the home of where my son went to college. He went to St. Vincent College there, which is the training camp of the Pittsburgh Steelers, home of Mr. Rogers, Arnold Palmer, Rolling Rock beer. But to be a very much Trump country. And Donald Trump gave a major speech here. A lot of people turned out. And to connect it to Florida, kind of in a bad way, I got to tell you, Bill, I'm very angry with Donald Trump about this. A friend of mine, former congressman from Pennsylvania, texted me Saturday night from the Latrobe site, and he said, gee, Donald Trump just called Ron DeSantis Ron DeSanctimonious.
Yes.
And I texted him back, and I said, really? And he said, yeah. I said, are you sure? He said, absolutely. I heard it, absolutely. Yeah. And then the next day I saw reported, it sort of been yesterday morning, Sunday morning at Breitbart. And I went there this morning. I looked at the reader comments. There's over 14,000 reader comments from people on our side and people who are Trump supporters, very angry about this. And, you know, a lot of the reader comments said, you know, man, we're on the eve of a giant victory here. And you know, we want to beat the Democrats. And you know, can Trump just behave himself a little
no.
bit here?
No.
And I agree. You know, it's just outrageous. I know we want to talk about the Democrats today, and I'm all with you. But that really bothers me. I tell you, it really bothers me.
And you're right. I think it's pretty much universal within the party and conservatives to hear that. It's Donald Trump being Trump. In fact, I just talked to Dick Morris about it. I said, you know, on one hand, he makes this maligning statement to one of the most successful governors in the country today. And who is running away, you know, and will get reelected. And then he comes back and he gives him a full endorsement. I go, what? What is that about?
You know, we had Newt Gingrich here at Grove City College, where I teach, Grove City, Pennsylvania, last Thursday night. We had him up on stage in front of about 1,200 people, and myself and our college president, Paul McNulty, interviewed Newt. And we were talking about Trump, and Newt said, and this was prior to the Latrobe, Ron DeSanctimonious comment.
Yeah, right.
And Newt said, you know, Trump just has these unhelpful habits.
Yes.
And you know, one of them is that. Now on a positive side, I asked Newt toward the end of the night, because we did a Q&A with him. I said, okay, you know, the last time the Republicans had a huge landslide where they took Congress was 1994. And, you know, under you, Newt. And I said, give us your projections for Tuesday. And Newt is projecting, Bill, 44 seats for the Republicans to win in the House. And I think he said the Senate Republicans he thought would move up to 54 in the Senate, and 44. Now Newt in 94, they won 54 seats, but Newt pointed out, he said we had a much lower baseline in 94. Right. He said, you know, we had much more room to win that many seats, but if the Republicans win 44, I got to do the math here, but you're looking at just a massive advantage.
Oh, without a doubt.
90 seats over the Democrats. Mm. So you know, that could be. And here in Pennsylvania, I think Oz will beat Fetterman. He's up in all the latest polls, not by a lot, but by a little. And Republican turnout should put him over the top. But there's like 250,000 mail-in ballots that were sent out.
Exactly.
A few weeks ago.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yeah, what happened?
Who knows?
Yeah. But didn't they stop that? I mean, they've got that flagged. So, you know, supposedly the ballot counters are supposed to be, they're aware of a quarter of a million ballots out there and, that, are being flagged. Are they not?
Well, they should be, but you know, with, you know, the night of the 2020 election in Pennsylvania, we had Donald Trump up by 600,000 votes. In Pennsylvania. Yeah. We've never seen anything like that for a Republican here. And then to see that just vanish over the next few days. And you know, this is the trouble with mail-in balloting. It's why I think every country in the European Union bans mail-in balloting.
Exactly. Right? And Paul, is there any shame at all for Pennsylvanians? I mean, to be able to say, wait a minute. I mean, we're becoming the state of voter fraud, really? I mean, is that a positive moniker for this great historic state?
No, it is shameful, and we're embarrassed by it, but it's what the Democrats do. And you know, the fact that the last 4 years we get harangued and canceled and everything else for having questions about the 2020 election. Everybody's always had questions about mail-in balloting everywhere. This is standard.
We've always had
questions about what goes on in Philadelphia.
Back in the 80s, there was an extensive research, right? Bipartisan research on mail-in voting, discouraging it, saying, look at, here is the data. It's not even consensus. It's the data that mail-in voting is not a positive thing. But, the Democrats and, Yeah, well,
they always have. They always have until the last election, when people on the Republican side came out and expressed questions about it, and then they start, you know, say, "You're the big lie. You're an election denier," right? Then they start losing their minds. But
exactly,
they always had questions about it, and look, they supposedly did mail in balloting in 2020 because of COVID, right?
Yes, right.
People didn't want to go. Okay, all right. Well, we don't have that now. We don't have that currently. So why would they be pushing for this now? You know, it makes it look awfully suspicious that they would be pushing for it now.
Well, yeah, it's beyond suspicious. And as you say, I mean, you talk about election denying. I mean, let's just look in the recent era since 2000. They denied the election there. This was, of course, the celebrated Gore v. Bush contest in Hanging Chads. Definitely challenged 2004 again in 2016.
Well, remember the Democrats called 2000, Bill, right? Bushwhacked by the Supreme.
Exactly.
So, you know, 2000, you know, that election had been stolen, said the Democrats. 2016, you know, Trump colluded with Putin. That election had been stolen. You know, election stolen, every 4 years. And then in 2020, when any Republicans have any questions, what are you, a 9/11 truther? January 6th conspiracy? You know, then all of a sudden it's a crime to express doubts about. These people are crazy. They're absolutely crazy.
We're just all flat earthers now. You know, that's what we've converted to. And of course, here the first time the Republicans question is 2020 with a horrendous amount of evidence, over 1,000 sworn affidavits of irregularities at polling stations. Whenever the Democrats have questioned it, it's all based on emotion. There's no empirical evidence. Here, you've got evidence, but the courts don't want to hear it. And it's out there, and this is why people continue to be uncomfortable. And then on top of it, just to even add insult to the injury, we have a compromised chief executive officer in the White House that is absolutely killing the middle class right now.
Yeah, and for the record, you know, let me say, I can't say if 2020 was stolen or if there was voter fraud on a large enough scale to make the difference in certain states. And I really can't. But in 2020, you know, I went through, I did some pieces for American Spectator on this. On that 600,000 vote advantage lost by Trump in the state of Pennsylvania, and I crunched the numbers and I went through it, and I had a lot of other people who did this too, including political scientists in Pennsylvania who were Democrats, and one of them did not want to publish on it because he said he'd be finished if he published on it. But it just seems literally impossible that of the remaining ballots that were out there, that Trump could have lost that. Now,
exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Paul after this.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
No
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Paul Kengor continues with us. You know, Dick Morris was admitting that one of the questions he's often asked about Trump and his personality is, why does he have to be so mean? You know, is there a kindler, gentler Trump? And I think people have seen Trump at times be very very empathetic and sympathetic. And but then you get these things like you said this past weekend and making a statement that really riled the forces, you know, and because they were just so offended because they love what you know, a nice guy like Ron DeSantis and his leadership has been affecting. But you know, Dick makes a good point. He says, yeah, Trump is a bull in a china shop. That's my words. But that he is aggressive. This is how, you know, with that kind of attitude and this kind of force is what brought the changes. It's what made us energy independent. He had to fight a lot of forces in order for us to become energy independent. He had to go head to head with Putin and with President Xi and with Kim Jong-un to keep them in their lane so they weren't firing missiles and threatening nuclear warfare. And but, here we see go ahead.
Yeah, but you need to be able to get 50% of the vote. And if you and if you want to continue to do those things, you can't lose, right? Biden got over 50%. And I mean, yeah, again, mail-in balloting allowed him to get all the votes that he got. But Biden got 81 million votes. It's astonishing. Trump went from 62 million votes in 2016 to 76 million votes and lost.
And lost. Unheard of. Unheard of. Yes.
And that's what happens when you might have a huge number of people who like you, but when you have a massive number of people who absolutely loathe you, then you're not going to get 50% of the vote. And I've had Trump supporters say to me, no Republican today is going to get 50% of the vote. Oh, wait a second. George W. Bush got over 50% in 2004. His dad got over 50 in 1988. Reagan got over 50 twice. Reagan won 49 out of 50 states in 1984. Okay, he won the Electoral College 525-13. Right now, today, November 7th, 1972, Richard Nixon got 60% of the vote, Bill. He won 49 out of 50 states. Now, Democrats in that time have had only one guy, Obama, in 2012, get over 50% of the vote. He was the first to get over 50 since LBJ. Jimmy Carter never did it. Bill Clinton didn't do it twice. We can get over 50% of the vote. And I'll tell you what, a guy like DeSantis can probably do it. Now, unless you go out and you start sticking in people's minds the idea that DeSantis is sanctimonious, no one thinks he's sanctimonious.
Yeah, well, he's that's a round peg in a square hole. That's not going to fit. And that's why people are outraged. It's just like, okay, just one of those silly things that Trump has said, but you still need some cleaning up to do. Now, in the cleaning up of the government, who is likely to get into those sanctimonious deep state areas that are so fortified? Do you think that Ron DeSantis is and his personality is the type to get in there and do some bunker busting, or is Donald Trump the one to do that?
Well, I think DeSantis actually. I look at DeSantis as somebody like Trump with Trump's bravado, who doesn't care what people think about him, but at the same time is smarter and more polished about it. I do think that Trump can be policy wise, or that DeSantis can policy wise be like Donald Trump and yet get 50% of the vote. And I'm telling you, Bill, I've met Democrats who want to vote for DeSantis.
Yeah, I have as well.
There are a lot of people, a lot of Latino voters in particular, who want to vote Republican, who are so tired of the CRT, woke, and all the other stuff, but they don't like Donald Trump. They just don't like Trump. And this kind of thing, we were hoping that 2016, when Trump was looking at one side, saying Lion Ted, right? Marco, right? Carly Farina. Can you imagine somebody that ugly being president? We were hoping that making fun of Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi. We were thinking several years later now he had learned from that. I don't know. Maybe you can't take the child man child.
Yeah, exactly. You can't. He's not going to anymore. Like again, we were talking with Dick about Hillary Clinton. And I said, well, what happened? What you mean? Her likability. I mean, that's what crushed her in 2016. I mean, did something happen? Did she go trans on us when it comes to personality? She transformed into this nice person. And he says, no, there's no change. You just, it's just ego that's kind of driving this, is what you can discern from it all. But nothing's changed, and there's nothing going to change with Donald Trump. But, but he's the guy that has done it. Like you said, 76 million votes, a lot of votes. It's just hard for me to get my brain around, even to this day, as we were talking about at the end of the first segment here, is the numbers, how they match up. I mean, we just say, hey, people ask me, go, Bill, do you believe that do you believe that Joe Biden was legitimately elected? I don't know. I truly do not know. I'm not confident in that. And I don't think there's anything wrong in questioning it, because I've asked repeatedly. I said, help me with my wrongness, okay? Give me some data. Give me some some evidence that in fact 2020 was legitimate and that my concerns are ill-founded. I'm open for that, and I think most of America is, but meanwhile you got 60% of America that agrees that there were shenanigans taking place, and they can't even on the campaign. I mean, we saw what happened, Paul. I mean, Biden stayed in his bunker. And whenever he'd come out, all in the name of COVID, I mean, he's lucky to get a dozen people to hear him speak. Donald Trump is, he's hosting thousands of people in big arenas. And we're supposed to believe just in that visual that Joe Biden could get 81 million votes. I mean, you would hate somebody that much to get that many votes, which is unprecedented?
Well, he and Trump is among his supporters loved in an unprecedented way, and among his opponents loathed. In an unprecedented. By the way, people like you and I and historians of others have all questioned the 1960 election, right? For 60 years now.
And now they admitted that they did. They come out and they go, well, if the facts be known, you know, Illinois went in the tank and there was voter fraud, rampant voter fraud that got Kennedy elected. But I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, you know, here all these years later, now they just admit it's like one of those Harry Reid moments in the well of the Senate going, well, he didn't get elected president. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. So the end justifies the means. It's okay for you to lie, voter suppress, stuff the ballots. That's okay. You know,
yep.
All in the name of politics.
My professor in graduate school, who was a Berkeley PhD and pro-critical theory, all that stuff, he taught us that the 60 election was stolen. stolen by JFK and the Kennedys against Nixon. And this guy hated Nixon. I mean, hated Nixon, protested against him. But he was convinced, nonetheless, that the 60 election was stolen. So this kind of stuff has gone on forever. Let me circle back to Pennsylvania. Philadelphia is the most crooked city in America, all right? It's really sad that that's the case. It's where America was founded. Philadelphia is more crooked.
So much for our Liberty Bell. That's why our Liberty Bell has a crack in there, because it's in it just, all the corruption has caused the bell to crack.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, no, but Philadelphia is just a disaster. My hometown where I was born, Pittsburgh, you know, the unions in Pittsburgh, you know, they're notorious. You know, these guys, I mean, who knows what they're doing with ballot boxes and warehouses in these places. It's always been this way. You know, we've always feared. I remember the night of the election with Donald Trump up 600,000 votes, my brother texted me, and my brother lives near Philadelphia, Bill, and he said, yeah, but who knows what they're doing in downtown. It's not going to be enough. And I said, you're out of your mind. Trump's up by 600,000 votes. It is statistically impossible for him to lose Pennsylvania right now. There is no way. And my brother said, just wait and see what Philly does. I don't know if that's what happened. Right, but basically he lost Pennsylvania, so this is old hat here in this state. It's
yes.
Very frustrating. It's very embarrassing. Very embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, and the deal is that you question. You go, how can Fetterman, even after the debate, how can Fetterman contend? I mean, who's got how many body parts on the scale here to have him in some polling results ahead of Oz?
Well, and that debate was so embarrassing. I felt bad for Fetterman.
I did too.
From the very beginning. I mean, they go right to him, and he's reading off of a teleprompter, Bill. They gave him a teleprompter, right? Oz conceded to that.
He says, go ahead.
Yeah, his first words, hello, everybody, and good night.
Yeah.
And then the final words, they were both asked which teams they support in Pennsylvania, right, the Steelers or the Eagles. And Fetterman pauses for like 5 seconds and says something like, you know, Steelers support. And his fracking, his answer to the fracking question.
Oh, my goodness,
he supported it and then opposed it. And even the people that are on his side, they must be thinking, no, we want you to be against fracking. What are you doing? And they probably said, well, he's just confused. He doesn't know what he supports. Well, then how can you vote for him? You can't vote for somebody who's that cognitively challenged right now because of his stroke. And, of course, what they're really going to do is, if he wins, their new governor, Democrat Josh Shapiro, they'll just replace him. Maybe they'll replace him with his wife.
Well, right? Maybe. That's
a dirty secret that's not being talked about here in Pennsylvania. And I drive around and I still see Fetterman signs from people. Yeah. How could you vote for a guy like this? You can't.
Exactly. Well, Paul, tomorrow night will be telling. We'll see if, as the Bible says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. We'll see rejoicing or not, right?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What is...